anybody want to say hello?
Of course we do.
Just watching Dr. Oz for a minute. Anybody know what the fastest growing cancer in women is?
What is it?
Any guesses?
I would say, colon.
Oops. Anyone have any thoughts?
Throat.
I didn't hear you.
Throat or mouth?
I'd say mouth. No, but you're close. Thyroid. Twice as prevalent as in 1998, he said. And it's silent. So I guess Char
has arrived.
One to watch as usual. Anyone have any... Want to say hello or have any questions? So Mary Lou
has arrived.
Mary Lou?
Yes, I'm sorry to come in late.
Sure, we all are.
I hate to have to say my name and interrupt you.
Well, it interrupts either way, so don't make it don't make no matter.
Okay. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, Char. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Did you hear what I just said about Dr. Oz?
No, I did not.
The fastest growing cancer in women?
Is what?
What do you think?
Oh, cervical?
Nope. Thyroid.
Thyroid?
Oh. It's silent, and I think you said it was twice as prevalent now as in 1990.
My goodness. Yep. Thyroid.
Anybody watch him on Friday?
Did he give any symptoms or tell you?
Yeah, I just turned it off, but I definitely will go back and watch because I've been on thyroid meds since 1976.
Well, what did he say about them?
I turned it off.
Oh, that's what you heard?
Yeah, this was at the top of the hour when he started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anybody watch him on Friday?
No, I have not been doing it.
I haven't either, but I did watch Fridays. That's some wonderful information. Before I forget, a couple weeks ago, someone sent down a wellness consultant, do you know, from Dr. John Jackson, that was a two-page dealy with illuminating the different products we have. Anybody have that? I was positive I saved it under a Word file, and I have someone I want to send that to, and I cannot find it. And I really don't
I saw it, so I'm sure I've got it. Tell me, did it start with, since mine are filed, I can file them according to where they came from. Is it start out Dr. Jackson, or do you know what his address is?
Because I'm not on his list.
Oh, okay.
You may have gotten it that way. The title of it is Wellness Control, all in bold caps. Wellness consultants, do you know, ... question, and then under that is by Dr. John and Annette Jackson. Do you fully realize the incomparable potential and power of Nutan's Wellness Home? Do you really know how amazing each Nutan product is? And then he goes on to list them, Jade, Siaga, 1-2, Immunity, 3, Osteoderm, Selecto, Power Mag, Sleep System, Pie Water, Air Pure, Air Power.
I have that, Nancy.
Do you have it under, can you email it to me, please?
Well, it came from, the way I got it, it came through Dennis Williams and Ruth.
Okay.
You're right. Okay, was it natural, natural solution? No, what is it? Natural Reflections. Yes. Okay, I can look
All up. Right.
The one I want to ask you about is
if somebody has that, could you please send it to me?
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. I had the same thing. He sent one out, I think it was under Venice, probably a week or two prior to that. That had to do, and I think it was what Dr. Jackson wrote on Osteoderm. And I copied it off, or the benefits of it, and I can't find my printed copy. I was going to mail it to a lady because I couldn't email it to her. Did y'all read that one? That's what I can't find again. I don't know what I did.
that out, Mary Lou, if I find it, I'll send it to you.
Okay, but I printed those off, and I think it's great what it is on that.
Yeah, but I'll send somebody an email, so printed doesn't help me.
No, but I'll email it to you.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
I'm going to go maybe late this afternoon before I get it done, but I'll try.
You want osteodense, right?
Yeah, and I need the one on osteodense, and then I needed to know, is he a medical doctor, or is he a consultant, or what, Dr. Jackson?
He's a medical doctor.
Do you know what kind of job?
I think it just has MD behind his name when I've seen it. I don't know what that he had a specialty other than, you know, he may have just been
one
general, his last name, like, you know, both of them together. And I can't remember what her name was now.
Annette, but she's not a doctor.
No.
I'll check and see if I have that one out there.
Okay.
Something that the chiropractor, speaking of doctors that I listened to on Saturday, really surprised me. He started off by talking about the bacteria in the colon, that you have to keep your good bacteria in the colon. In fact, my Tai Chi teacher, again, talked about this yesterday. To have a healthy colon, you need to keep the good bacteria there. It's been disrupted with so many medications. We have 10 times the bacteria in our body than we have...
Has arrived.
Do you get that number? 10 times the number of bacteria in the body than cells in the body. You must keep the healthy bacteria in balance. Prescriptions kill healthy bacteria. Sets up a weakened immune system, which sets up disease. Minimize things that cause inflammation. Sugar. Most people eat 150 pounds of sugar a year. Eliminate hydrogenated fat, causes inflammation and triggers chronic disease. When they change vegetables,
has arrived.
It flip-flops the molecules, which triggers inflammation. And then he went on to say, which we've talked about on the calls, when a label says zero trans fat, we know that they're allowed to have a half a gram in there without listing it. So you could, with one serving, you could end up with 3 grams of trans fat. And the risk of stroke increases by 50% with just 3 grams a day. Then he went on, this is what really caught me, and I had never looked at it or thought of it. People who are diabetic or taking high blood pressure meds, if their diabetes comes under control, and their blood pressure, and these are separate. People don't necessarily have to be on both of them. But people who are taking meds to control a disease think that that's taking care of their body the way they need to, as if they didn't have the disease. And the bottom line is, if you're on diabetes medication and you have normal blood sugar, you're still subject to all of the ramifications that diabetes has on your body. Same is true with blood pressure meds. Isn't that interesting?
Say that again, Nancy. Hi, this is Jeannie.
Hey, Jeannie. If you're on diabetes medication and you have normal blood sugars, your body is still subject to all of the diseases associated with diabetes.
Oh, wow.
Or blood pressure. Same story.
Okay.
You need to get to the cause of the problem. I never thought of that.
Wow.
And it was my mother who was a brittle diabetic and could go from blood sugar of 400 down to 40 with no rhyme or reason. I figured that all of the things that she was eventually suffering from were a result of that. But even people who have their blood pressure under control still have the same potential to have the diseases that go with the disease, the original disease.
That's something. Well,
yeah.
Take care of that problem.
Yep.
So really and truthfully, am I hearing this right, that the medicine, like if you're taking it for high blood pressure or something, it's not really correcting it?
It's not getting to the root of the problem.
Okay.
He said lifestyle, bad choices, is where disease comes from. Anyway, he talked about pH balance.
That makes sense. You know, Nancy, that makes sense because it's like synthetics are only treating the symptom, they're not treating the the cause, so the effects of it is not going to change. So that's just, you know, after you said it, I never thought about it, but after you said it, it is the same logic was always said that we were trained with from day one on the differences.
Again, he said low. A lot of people have a low-grade acidosis, which causes disease. Increased acid levels cause asthma attacks from the inflammation. Antacids reduce the stomach acid, which reduces the acid needed in the stomach, which creates the low-grade acidosis, which isn't good, and your food can't be absorbed. You know, the nutrients from your food cannot be absorbed in a low acidosis state.
Okay, so we're back to the same thing, and the acid causes inflammation.
The
inflammation is what needs to be treated, and the acid is, acid, inflammation, same difference, and so what's going to change that is food we put in our body. I mean, one of the things that can change and more water, all of the things we talk about.
Yeah. Except when the pH is out of balance, the body can't heal like it wants to. Supplements do help. Getting back to Dr. Oz on Friday, he started out by talking about supplements, four supplements every woman over 40 needs. I'm going to give you a multiple choice, and let's see what your answers are. Vitamin A, multivitamin B. Just shout out an answer, please.
Multi.
Thank you. I don't need it. It helps prevent cancer, helps prevent heart disease, helps prevent colon cancer. Only 1% of us get enough nutrients from our food. We need 100% daily value in our vitamin A, B, E, C, zinc, all of them. Unless you're menstruating, take your vitamins with your multi without iron. And, of course, take it in divided doses. You can only absorb a certain amount. If it's too much, it goes into the urine. Second supplement, chromium, iron, or calcium. Calcium, magnesium. What's the answer, guys?
Calcium, magnesium.
Thank you. It's for muscles, bones, and teeth. The bones resorb without calcium. With calcium, you rebuild the bone. It stays strong and looks like free. Firm. You need 600 milligrams of calcium to 400 of magnesium. Calcium spasms the arteries, whereas the magnesium relaxes the arteries. So you need to take them together. If you just take calcium, you can get constipated. And he says, take it 2 hours after eating and 2 hours away from other pills. Never heard that one before.
Both of them, Nancy?
Calcium.
Calmag,
because calcium can block the absorption of the other pills. We don't have enough hours in the day to do all this.
I was doing that before because of picking that up from someplace, and then I didn't hear it anymore, and so it makes you wonder if that was a small study and they didn't back it up.
I don't know. I also take it with a full glass of water. Third one. Vitamin B, vitamin D, vitamin K.
Vitamin D.
Thank you. Can prevent everything from diabetes to breast cancer. Helps the body absorb calcium, key to muscle, nourishes immune system, blood vessels, improves orgasm. Oh, there you go, guys. It improves your orgasm quality. 1,000 units should be enough for most people. Check your level to see if it's enough after you've been on it for a while. He says to take it. If you use unsweetened cranberry juice, it's good for the gums. Here we go. The dirtiest fruits and veggies are loaded with pesticides. Number one, anybody have any idea? Talked about this a lot.
Apples.
Oh, he has strawberries as number one. There are over 50 pesticides on strawberries.
Oh, my.
He says to soak them for 2 minutes in water before rinsing. Apples is number two, 40, over 40 pesticides in apples. Many are waxed, which means you cannot brush off the wax to get to the pesticide. If you can't smell an apple, don't eat it. Number three, spinach, over 40 pesticides. Soak it and wash it carefully, or buy it frozen, which is cheaper and cleaner. Peaches, over 60, this should have been one, pesticides. They have a soft skin, which is harder to wash, easier for pesticides to get in. Scrub off the fuzzy skin. Then he has this formula for washing off pesticides. Never heard this before, but it sure sounds good. A cup of water, a cup of distilled white vinegar, just about a gallon of it, a tablespoon of baking soda, and a half of juice from a half of a lemon. Mix it together, put it in a spray bottle. Spray your produce, let it sit for 5 minutes. The vinegar is an antibacterial something. You know, so I could read it, property maybe, I don't know. The lemon is a natural astringent. So after you spray it on, let it sit for 5 minutes and then rinse it off. And that's what he says will help get some of the pesticides out.
How much lemon was it? 1 tablespoon of soda and...
I'll go back. A cup of water, a cup of distilled white vinegar, a tablespoon of baking soda. It's going to fizz up. And the juice from a half of a lemon. A spray bottle.
That's what I forgot to buy yesterday was the lemon. My smoothie doesn't taste right this morning.
Really? You notice the difference? That's interesting.
I do.
I do too.
Then the three peanut foods. I'm going to multiple choice you again.
Can you repeat that? My pen quit writing in the middle of one of them.
How far'd you get?
The lemon.
A cup of water.
1 cup of water, yeah.
1 cup distilled white vinegar.
Half a cup or one?
One.
1 cup of distilled vinegar, okay.
And 1 tablespoon of baking soda.
Baking soda.
The juice from a half a lemon.
Yeah, I got those two. Thank you.
That sounds good. The three cleanest foods, an onion or a shallot?
Onion. Oh, why? Make any difference, but it was the onion. So.
Yeah. They have thick skin, which protects them from pesticides. Zucchini or corn?
Corn.
They have a big husk, protect it from pesticides, and they're tall. They're away from the ground. Kiwi or plum?
Kiwi.
Wow, very good guys. The rough surface protects them. Pesticides can't get through. Now, that's the end of the show. That was some interesting information.
Yeah. This is Dr. Oz.
It was Oz. It was something I was going to tell you about yesterday's program on the docs. What was it? I didn't write anything down, but there was some information that was good. Oh, again, with the integral, or however they worded it, exercise, they have that. They put Travis on the treadmill. What's her name from The Biggest Loser was on. And she pumped him up, and he's screaming, "I can't do it." And he starts holding on. She says, she's yelling at him, "If you hold on, this is a good account. We're going to do it all over again." And he finally let go. I thought he was going to fly right off of there because she wanted him really pushing for 1 minute and then back down. So, you know, again, we're hearing the importance. I've been doing this for years, where if you're walking or on the bike or whatever you're doing at a regular speed that's, you know, getting your heart rate up, when I'm on the bike, I do it every fourth cycle. Well, every couple of minutes I do it, where for 100 cycles I really push. And this morning when I was doing it, it was like, whoa, I have not gone this fast in a long time. So it really got me up. And they're finding that it increases your metabolism for many more hours than if you just do it at a steady pace. And when I walk, which I haven't done in a long time, you know, I count my steps when I'm walking, and in every, every 300, every 500, I would do 2 of the 100s at a more rapid pace.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say, that's why they do, like, run walks, you know,
walk. Same kind of thing, yeah.
Same thing with your walking, speed it up, slow it down.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions about what we just talked about?
I picked up a paper at the fair, and it's dated June 94, but they had stacks of stuff there anyway to pick up. But it was 59 reasons why sugar ruins your health.
Wow, in 94?
Yeah, it says it was from Health Freedom News, June of 1994, so...
And it's amazing when we pick up something that's kind of, and you know, 94 is a while ago, not as a while ago as it could have been, and they were, then you're finding stuff like, oh my gosh, how come nobody listened back then, and here we are, however many years later.
I didn't even look at when it was dated, but it went past that table full of stuff, and I spotted that and grabbed it, so...
I remember when we were cleaning my mother's house out when she was selling it and moving down to Florida, I found articles in the attic that my sister had written papers on in high school from the 50s, linking smoking with cancer, lung cancer. And nobody listened. Well, maybe they did, I don't know. Anyone have any questions, thoughts, or concerns?
I love these kinds of tips.
Yeah.
So they're short and they're easy to refocus on.
I have the unsweetened cranberry juice, good for the gums. Did you rub it on?
I probably just, you know, drinking it and maybe holding it in your mouth a second or two.
Rounding, okay.
I don't imagine it has a very poor, I think it's pretty tart.
Yes.
Cranberries are notorious for being sweet.
It's a small fish.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably killed everything.
Yeah.
And cranberry juice, yeah, it's not going to prevent the UTI, but it's supposed to be healthy for it. Last week I alluded to a healthy home little magazine that I guess I got from Jamie, I'm not sure. And it's issue one, volume one, which to me says it may be a new thing. And I don't know where it came from or how I got it, but anyway... They list the Dirty Dozen with pesticides, and it's not using the foods. It has number one is celery, two peaches, strawberries, apples, blueberries, nectarines, bell pepper, spinach, cherries, kale, collard greens, potatoes, and imported grapes. And then they have the ones with the lowest pesticides, as the Clean 15, onions, avocado, sweet corn, pineapple, mango, sweet peas, asparagus, kiwi, cabbage, eggplant, cantaloupe, watermelon, grapefruit, sweet potato, honeydew.
Aren't those the same
as what we've had before?
Yeah, I think so. The only one I don't remember was the sweet peas, and it could have been on there.
Yeah. I think sometimes they may have one or two different, depending on the list and where they're pulling their information, maybe. But yeah,
or the area they're the area they're coming from too. That could be.
Yeah. The environmental working group, the website is foodnews.org, and the article that it's attached to is titled "You Are What You Eat." How much do you really know about the water and food you buy and serve your family? The impact of modern science has on our food supply. Serious concerns about the safety of chemicals used in food packaging and byproduct chemical contaminants from packaging processes, product recalls confirm this concern. Additives, preservatives, artificial food, coloring, foods derived from genetically modified seeds or genes, milk or meat from animals pumped up with hormones or antibiotics, and chemical residues from pesticides impact our health and nutritional value of our food. Global experts directly relate the emergence of chronic diseases, including cardiovascular, cancer, diabetes, obesity, to our food supply. Global experts. National Cancer estimates that at least 35% of all cancers have a nutritional connection. And when lifestyle factors are included, the associated risk becomes much stronger, might be as high as 85%. Isn't that astounding? Um, plays a powerful role in promoting health as well as building a strong, sustainable community. In a balanced diet, we know contains less saturated fat, sugar, salt, more fiber, fruits, vegetables. You probably should eat. Buying organic is an ideal that promises healthier bodies and a healthier planet. Use common sense and awareness to make smart, informed purchasing decisions. Buy organic when possible. Focus on eliminating fruits and veggies that come with the heavy burden of pesticides. We can reduce our pesticide exposure from food sources up to 80% by avoiding the most contaminated fruits and veggies and eating only the cleanest. It's interesting. It was something I heard on TV, I think, that they didn't really start using pesticides until, was it after World War II? And the reason was that they wanted to increase the harvest. And watch what you eat. Avoid chemical residues from food storage containers, packaging materials, and byproduct chemical contaminants from the packaging process. High food package in glass containers, avoid plastic food containers with the recycling codes of 3, 6, or 7. Use fresh ingredients as much as possible. Avoid canned and frozen. I think frozen is okay, but I don't know. Remove lunch meat, going any of that. Food products from plastic bags and containers, store in glass containers, or saran wrap. Do not store or reheat takeout and prepare foods in plastic or takeout containers. Avoid storing and microwaving food and beverages in plastic containers. Avoid styrofoam, which I do like a plague. Use metal-lined travel mug or thermos. Avoid artificial sweeteners. Avoid microwavable popcorn bags. Pop it the old-fashioned way on the stove. I use an air pop. Filter your cooking and drinking water. Chemical contaminants in both tap and bottled drinking water pose a serious health risk. Federal law regulating tap water is so out of date that the American water Americans drink can pose what scientists say are serious health risks. New studies have found that millions of Americans become sick each year from drinking contaminated tap and bottled water. Illnesses from upset stomach to cancer and birth defects are water, guys. Or think of being safe with bottled water. Some of the diseases associated with drinking water contamination take so long to emerge, people who become ill from their water might never realize the source. This is just one of the articles in this, what is it, 8-page thing. Yeah.
From the foodnews.org?
Let me see the content. Go to, I'm still not sure. I think Jamie must have given this to me, and I don't know how he got it. The issue sponsor, they say, is Green Day Systems. And so it's Green Day Systems, capital G, capital V, capital S, I don't know if that means anything or not, .com. And I don't know, I have a phone number here also, if somebody wants to call them. I don't know if this is available or how they're circulating it. It's the fall 2010 issue, 1, volume 1, Northeast Ohio Healthy Home.
Healthy homes.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll look.
Yeah, your guide to a healthy and sustainable lifestyle. But the articles in here were unbelievably good. Yeah.
It said capital G. What?
The first letter of the three words, G, D, and S. All one word though. GreenDaySystems.com.
Okay.
Can you see Elfley, the thing? I just left. I lost you a good ways back and had to come back in. Did anybody else leave, or was it just my phone died?
That does periodically happen for some reason.
It must have been your phone.
Okay, well, I just got on another one and tried again, so thank you. I'm sorry.
It's yeah. People, though. My genie, remember, got cut off one time.
Yeah, that's happened to me twice.
Yeah. Well, it may not be your phone. It may just be... Thank you. going on. I'm looking to see if there's anything else in here that there's a big article on composting. Of course, the benefits is to reduce waste disposal, free source of fertilizer, reduce water bills because the soil mixed with compost retains water better, improve plant health due to improved soil structure and additional nutrients in the compost of chemicals from retail fertilizers and safer home environment. I was almost tempted to buy a composter this summer. I think it's a lot of work. There's an article here on moving, Wellness 101. Move well, eat well, think well. Take your health to the next level, become more aware of your health choices, and learn to make decisions toward a more balanced and fulfilling life. And this is classes that they have. Recent studies indicate that 75% of deaths in the U.S. are related to lifestyle choices, how we eat, move, and think, and are therefore, in all caps, preventable. What you eat every day is more than just satisfying hunger. Every bite you take affects your physical and mental well-being, and all through the day, it's so important to pay attention to your daily diet before problems arise. If you're struggling to adopt healthier food choices, start small and simple. Begin by adding things, not eliminating. Commit to eating more fruits and veggies with every meal, preferably raw. Shop smart. If it's not in the house, you will not eat it. How many times did you hear me say that one? Increase your water. Make sure your water is pure. Avoid foods laden with pesticides, hormones, antibiotics, and artificial flavors and colors. When possible, stick with organic whole foods and grass-fed organic meats. Develop the habit of exercise. When you realize how vital it is, you'll get the amount of exercise activity that you innately, that your body innately requires each day. My Tai Chi teacher yesterday said, and this was kind of amazing, that if you exercise your 20, 30, 40 minutes, say you do it in the morning, and then you sit the rest of the day, which, if you think about it, people who are working full-time in an office may very well just do that. It eliminates the benefit of what you've just done with the exercise. Your body is meant to move, so you need to, she said, develop fidgets. Start fidgeting even at your desk. You know, you need to move your body. Yeah. 70% of adults in the U.S. do not undertake the recommended 30 minutes of moderate physical activity five or more times a week, which includes those 24% of Americans who have no physical activity. Positive effect exercise has in preventing obesity, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, numerous other chronic diseases. Our bodies can only express good health when we receive sufficient stimulus from moving. Once you develop the exercise habit and put in the time, effort, and sweat, the rewards start rolling in. Something happens from within. Feel good endorphins pulse through your body, energy levels increase, and you accomplish more throughout the day. Your body feels alive and activated. You feel better all day, sleep better at night. Your mood improves, your thinking becomes clearer, and you feel good about yourself for accomplishing something so huge. It takes 21 days to create a new habit. So be sure to start your exercise commitment with 21 days and double it 42 or 6 weeks. For 6 weeks, make a strong commitment to put the time in exercising and create life-saving habits that will truly change the course of your health. After you really get into the habit of exercising, you find you actually crave physical exertion. Let me hear if you do.
Yeah, right.
You get to the point where you want and need to work out. Yeah, there are times when I really feel like I need to move the body.
How many years does that take to happen?
Well, you know, I've always said if I don't do it first thing in the morning, it rarely will happen. Yeah,
right.
Just because I know that the day gets away from me.
And see, here's one that I just got on the internet from Elaine Conway
yeah.
at Parma Community General Hospital. last sentence is upcoming product introduction is, well, she's talking about, or whoever wrote it was talking about the great products in each of the different, you know, categories that we've got, sleep, etc. And she says our upcoming product introduction is no exception. Stay tuned in and be prepared to unveil, as they unveil, the latest certified organic formula in the Nikan Wellness Nutrition.
Oh.
Splash for October 1st.
Oh. Oh, that's Friday.
It wasn't supposed to be broadcasted, but since it came down to me, I know it's going to other people, so I don't want you guys left out either.
I get that one, too. She's here.
Yeah. I know she's right in your backyard there.
Oh, not quite that close.
But
yeah.
if you look on your MyNikan.com page, there's a beautiful picture of a bottle.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, then they told
me. Is that the new Viagra? I just blew it. I mean, I got an email on that.
Yeah.
Well, it sure looks like it on the MyNikan webpage there.
I wonder what they've been doing. Because, I mean, it's changed on your auto trip.
It will automatically be changed, yes. They didn't say what they did.
It's high in ORS, but I thought it was already.
Well, it's higher.
Okay.
They did say that, but I don't know. Oh, I know. I do know a couple of things, I guess I could say. There's fewer ingredients because they're using the more of the top ingredients.
Mm.
And the bottle has changed, so it will be easier to ship. So I'm assuming they definitely know what they're doing with the bottle.
Still a liquid, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Okay.
Pretty certain it is. I didn't
see
anything to that effect in it.
Okay. Thank you, Sharon. Anyway, getting back to exercise, there'll be busy times and illnesses that may slow you down. You may even have times when you don't work out for a whole week. Stay strong. You can do this. All it takes is one or two workouts to get your body reactivated again. It's, you know, I find that the exercising cardio is easier than getting back into the habit of doing weights, which I've been doing now for a couple of weeks. But that's an easy one to let go again, and I really want to be persistent with that one. Think well. We work hard to create an environment where we eat healthy and drink pure water, breathe clean air, but unless we are well from within, the feel-good effect of true wellness may never occur. What makes one person wake up happy and ready to take on a day while another person can barely get out of bed? Maybe it's an illness or a rough schedule or a restless night's sleep, or maybe it's our thoughts. Our thoughts hold us hostage every day. They control where we go, how we feel, how we react to events and people we face. Developing a positive thought springboard to get you through the inevitable junk our modern world hands us is absolutely critical. Most people don't realize that our choice of thoughts, our attitudes, significantly influence our state of physiology. That means that negative thought patterns are as toxic to your health as a steady diet of donuts, french fries, hot dogs, and beer.
Mm.
Yeah. Tips to keep you on the path of thinking well. Oh, we'll love this one. Begin each day with gratitude. Or end it, I think. I think it's good to end it. Verbally express something you are grateful for the moment you get out of bed in the morning. Even if it's just that you're grateful that you have another day. That was my add-on. Investigate methods of meditation and incorporate it into your life. Betty, this one's for you. Keep a journal. Examine your thoughts. Are you constantly focusing on the negative? That's just that first sentence. This is not you. Being aware of this habit will help you turn it around. Realize that you are in control of your reaction to your environment. I think it was on this call a couple weeks ago when I said, every experience is neutral. It's your reaction that gives it the energy. Understand that changing your thought patterns takes practice. With time, healthy thinking patterns will become a habit. Then there's a guy here, a Dr. Bill Musser, who is, I believe, I saw that he was a chiropractor, but I'm not sure. Helping patients reach their goals. An expert health and emerging concept of wellness. make a positive difference in patients' lives by teaching them how to get healthy and stay healthy. Anyway, anybody have any questions, thoughts, or concerns? We are past the time, as usual.
I have one quick thing. I'm reading Anthony Robbins' Awaken the Giant Within, and I read about decisions this morning, and he said something to this effect, that it's not really a decision until you act on it.
Mm-hmm.
Make a decision and there's no action, it's not really a decision.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Well, on the lines of all that stuff, too. Thank you. Great call.
Yeah, just three other things here. One of the grocery stores that the locally owned one has, there's a whole half of a page here, their commitment to healthier living. And there's three things that they say to help you live better. One third of cancers could be prevented by lifestyle changes, such as eating a diet rich in plant-based foods. Fiber from fruits and veggies, cereals, and whole grains, associated with lower rates of obesity, heart disease, certain cancers, and metabolic syndrome. Every 10-gram increase in dietary fiber may reduce the risk of heart disease by 27%. Substituting unsaturated fats for saturated fats and trans fats can reduce your unhealthy cholesterol by up to 10%. Weight loss of 5 to 7% obtained by reduced fat intake can lower your risk of developing diabetes by nearly 60. That's a 60%. 5 to 7% weight loss by reducing your fat.
This is all stuff we heard at Park View, isn't it?
Yep. It's so nice to start seeing it locally out there.
That was on Fox about, I just heard vegan diet, positive note, but I didn't know what was.
Mm-hmm. There's also an article here on what's in your child's body care products, about the chemicals that are in, what we're using on our bodies. Try to get stuff that's fragrance-free and how companies don't have to list on their labels anyway. Anyway, I hope that you can take something away from what we just talked about and use it for a healthier lifestyle. I will look for that article on Dr. John's Zemnik from somebody. And have a great day, everybody. I appreciate everybody's interest and support and interjections. And it was really good to hear people talking on the call today.
Thank you
very much.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. You're welcome.